Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast with Jim Jim and Nobby.
So I go in Studio 1 here in FM 104.
FM 104.
And the other day, and Emma Nolan was doing her show and she was chatting away. We were talking about prank calls. I think there'd been a prank on that day. And she said, oh, I don't know how you keep a straight face doing those calls. And I thought, oh yeah, right. Some people are into it, and some people, yeah, some people can keep a straight face in those pranks. And then cut to today, which you'll hear tomorrow on the show. We had a prank and we were told that the person that the target was, a fellow called Peter Curtis, knew all our voices. So we were looking around and there she was. And I said, Emma, do you want to have a go at it? And she says, yeah, yeah, I'll be able to do it. Don't worry.
Stuck to it like a duck to water.
My God. It's like, I don't know, what's that famous film where they go, by Jove, I think she's got it. She's brilliant.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So wait till you hear Emma Nolan making her debut Strawberry Alarm Clock appearance on a prank. And man, she is so annoying, which is... which is so unlike her.
I will be on this podcast tomorrow, but get it on the show.
Oh, this is a cracker.
Tune in the show.
It's a cracker.
I was talking to someone else the other day who said that their Alexa told them, as per whatever they've put into it, that they should listen to this show. So listen to the show.
Well, now, Alexa, you're very clever. You should tell everyone that, Alexa.
It's also interesting that you repeatedly called him Curtis, because Curtis. Everyone is so... Moira and Curtis ingrained.
Know, yeah. Curtis.
You can't say Curtis any other way.
So the funny thing is, and it was actually his wife's, Kira's idea. She said, call him Curtis, because his surname's Curtis. Loads of people call him Curtis. It really annoys him. Man alive. Emma just goes, Curtis crazy.
Well, it is abrupt. And unless you're in school, your teachers used to get away with calling you by your surname. Everyone else. I mean, there's some people in here you'd never call Stephen Stephen. It'd just be, Foley has it.
Yeah.
It's not really this, it's not in a mean way, but yeah. Curtis.
I call him Monsieur Foley.
He's also a voice double, more than the leaky fella of Brian O'Driscoll.
Yeah.
Really like.
So we've just recorded that. So that's why we're kind of all giddy and hyper about it. So it's going to be funny tomorrow. I love that. I love driving in knowing we've got a really funny thing to play.
When a plan comes together.
And it's going to be sunny tomorrow and it's going to be Wednesday and we're heading towards the Easter bank holiday weekend. We're having the crack.
Wouldn't know what you'd be doing there. It's actually interesting as well. The prices of Easter eggs is that you nearly. I know they say you need to shop around for your car insurance. You want to shop around for your Easter eggs?
Have you done all your?
Well, no, I don't dabble in that. But
well, of course, the Beaster Bunny does that.
The Beaster Bunny.
The Beaster Bunny. That's a really big bunny.
Is
I know.
The Beaster? Is it the bunny?
Well, Room 104 have a difference between a bunny and a beast.
I've seen this.
You want to tune in to find out?
They do this week. I've seen them the same egg for like €2 and the same egg for £6.
Oh well, I'll tell you the really boring story that I told you earlier, but I didn't tell you on the radio. Wanted to buy a book. Won't say what the book is, but it's for a kid. And I looked up a bookshop. €14 plus €14. Well, my local now. This is
shop local.
€14 plus a €4 delivery to deliver it up the road to me. I was like, all right, that's €18, €19, something like that. Then some other bookshop, shop local, that was €15. Then some other shop that was outside my 5K, that was €13. And yesterday I got it for €8 in a bookshop that was open.
I found a lot of sweets underneath the telly.
Hmm.
And is everyone okay with slightly white chocolate? It seems a waste. Like I found double deckers and whispers and I tell you what, a double decker is like fine wine. This was a bit older. It snapped in two perfectly. A bit of the nougat.
Where did you find this? Under your couch?
No, under the telly. Under the press yoke, under the telly.
How long has it been there?
Since December.
Oh, that's all right.
It's a nice little find, though.
That's fine, yeah.
I know we're all talking about Easter eggs. So I've got some celebrations going on. And mm. Quality Street. It was always the bogey Quality Streets. There was all the soft strawberry flavours and orange flavours. No one actually eats them.
Do you know what I had the other day? I had a Starburst.
Mmm.
A strawberry Starburst.
A fine choice.
Wow.
What?
Just wow.
It was a nice taste test comparison. Also, didn't I tell you, I'd tell you about that German sweet website that would...
did you? Hey, this is the kind of quality content that people could come back to the Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast for, or TV review, depending on which day you're looking at it.
All sorts of sweets, .ie.
Hello, we're doing a TV review in the middle of all your podcasts.
Oh, coin.
That's like having. What's the name when people get into your house? Not lodgers.
Burglaries.
No, when people get into a house and board it up, and say I'm not moving.
Oh, squatters.
Squatters. We have squatters. Emma
squatters
Nolan.
Rights.
Emma Nolan is a squatter on our podcast page.
How come?
Not
she's
Emma
here
Nolan.
Now?
Sorry, Emma Doran. Mixed up my Emmas there. Emma Doran. She's decided to come in here with her Telebox podcast.
Yeah.
And just squat.
She kind of
comedians
has
about television.
Jen Hatton, if that even is her real name.
Yeah, didn't even tell us she was going to do it. They just bang, there they are.
They just pop in.
Yeah, well, she's lucky we like her.
I'll talk about all the shows we watch, like Your Honor.
Your Honor, man, I'm telling you.
You still haven't watched Line of Duty.
You've
no excuse now. You finished
Line of Duty's going to be like watching cartoons after Your Honor. Your Honor was brilliant. And Bryan Cranston, I already loved him anyway. He's just incredible in this, and he's not afraid to do ugly.
Do you mean physically ugly, or
he's able to act like he'll do? Like he's when he does charming, it's unbelievable. Mm. When he does evil, it's unbelievable. When he does crying, he's like nah!
You've seen him do all those emotions in Breaking Bad.
And I must say, when I started watching it, I thought the guy who's the mafia leader was a bit. I thought he was a bit wooden. Turned out I was completely wrong. He was brilliant. Everyone in it's brilliant.
Mafia leaders are going to be complex characters.
You know the premise of the whole thing, yeah. So yeah. His son is driving his car.
He's a bogey.
Mafia's son, mafia leader of New Orleans. His son's on a motorbike. Bang! They have a crash.
Ouch.
Mafia leader's son dies. Bryan Cranston's son, and Bryan Cranston's a judge, big judge, leaves the scene. And he's in big.
That's an offense.
He's in a bit. Oh, he's in so much. Cranston brings him to the. This doesn't ruin it, by the way. Cranston brings him to own up, and then realizes whose son he's killed, and goes, "Oh my God,
oh Jesus,
you're dead. If I put you in here, you're dead." So that's where all the lies start. Oh man, it's so good.
And he wears dodgy brown suits, doesn't he?
Cranston.
Yeah.
Nice.
I haven't. In fairness, I've fallen asleep three times watching the.
This is a cup of coffee show. This is too much going on.
I think
on.
I'm watching it too late.
Yeah,
I'm leaving to a Friday night.
Yeah, watch it sort of Friday evening if you can. I don't know, like Friday night. I can't stay awake for anything on Friday nights.
2 o'clock would be a good time if I could get to that.
It's so good.
Close
everyone.
The curtains. Type
I'm
of
telling
thing.
You, it's so good.
Find yourself a double decker you found on the back of the couch, and watch Bryan Cranston.
Oh,
nothing wrong with that.
And there's a girl who used to be an Eeyore in it. Near the end. Can't remember. She snogged George Clooney, I was informed.
What a good day at the office that was.
Yeah. She does a thing with her mouth. I don't know if it's a real mouth or a thing she does with her mouth.
She's got a spare mouth.
She does just kind of pout like that. Right. But not when she's talking. She just does it when she's in between talking. She just does it. It kind of is bothering me.
Probably hasn't washed her mouth since. Kissing George Clooney.
Yeah.
Right, coming up on today's show, we will tell you about, I've got some level 5 predictions. Whether they come true or not, having a clue.
We'll find out in a few hours. The conspiracy lads are back. We have a Tinder date from hell as well. And Nobby wants to get a pair of evil runners.
Oh yeah, I really want a pair of these.
Yeah. Well anyway, enjoy. If you're taking us for a walk in the sunshine, let us know about it. Good luck. It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's FM 4. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
What's the story, everybody?
Hello. Oh. I was talking to somebody yesterday who said that they listened to the show every day because their Alexa told them it was the show that best suited their lifestyle.
Well done, Alexa. You genius.
I didn't understand Alexa could even do that. I mean, I know there's algorithms, all right. But that's like extreme. What do you have to say you're into for it to recommend the Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Spotify and iTunes sometimes can recommend stuff that I've never heard, and I go, oh yeah, didn't mind. And Netflix can be good with the recommends, but you know what's not good? Twitter asked me to follow people I can't stand. What are you talking about, Twitter? No, thanks. Do you know such and such? No,
I can't
don't want
believe
to know.
Ireland are playing football again tonight.
I know.
It's only a friendly, but still. And I can't not look. Every time there's this thing, it's your country, you have to watch that. But then you just feel sad. Poor old Stephen Kenny.
It's his haircut.
Like,
I'm telling you, I'm no football expert, but I'm telling you, it's his haircut. We'd be doing better if he had a better haircut.
So it's in Hungary. He's dismissed the suggestion that he's displaying tactical ignorance. Sure, all the managers for Ireland have been accused of that over the years. Jack Charlton didn't know what he was doing, according to some people. Mick McCarthy, just following Jack. Martin O'Neill hasn't a bog's notion.
Jack Charlton had unbelievable players. Think of the players he had.
Yeah, but his style of play was constantly criticised. Yes.
He got the best out of...
in the last eight.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. If they say you're tactically ignorant, I'd ignore them, Stephen. Ignore them.
Yeah. Or, take off all your clothes and do a streaker. People remember you much more fondly.
Yeah. At the moment, they just remember Steve Staunton with his umbrella.
Steve Staunton's looking like a genius now.
He was a tactical genius.
It's a case of wonders never Greece. As temperatures in Ireland today will hit 18 degrees.
Now you're saying Ireland.
I'm not saying Ireland. I'm saying Ireland. I don't say Ireland.
I think you find it. Really? Warmer than Greece?
Hotter than Athens. Now, it's not going to be 18 degrees. That's not correct. Leinster and Munster will enjoy the best of the sunshine.
Beautiful.
Won't get near 18 degrees though. Met Aaron Forecaster, maybe in a shady garden like where it's trapped. Today will be pretty dry overall and might cloudy to begin with, like you can see right now. And about 15 degrees today.
We'll take that.
It ain't going to last, so you need
now
to.
Now, what do you mean? See, do you mean the sun isn't going to last or the warm temperatures?
The warm temperatures.
I thought it was going to be still nice but colder.
Okay, Thursday and Friday will be mostly dry days with weather conditions improving and temperatures hitting 17 in Munster. It'll be cloudier in eastern areas.
Now today looks gorge.
It's going to be gorge today, but in Dublin and Leinster, it's not going to be great on Thursday and Friday.
Really light winds, full sun in the sky. Do you need sun cream now at this time of year already?
Saturday should be dry and sunny spells, some patchy cloud. You can't, there's no way you can predict 3 days in a row. I was explaining this to a 7-year-old yesterday. Highest temperature is 9 to 13 degrees. The sewage ship got moving. Yay!
But then the same company had a truck that jackknifed.
No way.
Over the weekend. The trucks say Evergreen on the side. So that's the name of the company.
Did you see there was a very funny Twitter account and they had a funny thing. They did a song about it. Did you see that?
I did not see the...
Okay, let me try and find...
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
That free because I liked it. I'm pretty sure I liked it. Just pictures of you, surgeon. They did a...
How dare you? Pictures of yourself, surgeon.
I haven't put any pictures of myself, surgeon, yet.
No, you wouldn't.
It's coming soon. I'll find it for you in a while. Suspect in M50 chase with Gardaí surrenders her passport. She's 24. Her name's Gemma Green. She's apparently a social influencer. And she's the one that took the guards on a song and dance down the M50 and back.
Yep.
She was told to surrender her passport. She must now sign on daily at Coolock Garda Station and stay out of Ballymun.
Stay out of Ballyar. Right.
It's my understanding that she went to Spain, said the guard. She intended to leave her jurisdiction. She went to Spain. She has to sign in every day so she's not nicking off to Spain.
Okay. She's never had to do that myself.
She's also been told not to apply for further travel documentation following the surrender of her passport.
Are they doing passports at the moment? Because mine's actually out of date.
Green then shouted in the courtroom. Will I do her voice or will I do it just in my own voice?
Do you know her voice?
No, I don't know her voice.
Well, then maybe don't.
Why do I have to stay out of Ballymun?
I don't think she sounds that posh.
You're taking this very personal now, she shouted. Judge Kelly then told her, you're not allowed to address the court.
Go on, Your Honour.
She replied, no, she's taking it personal.
Oh, it was a female judge? Oh, yeah. I would mess with them.
Her legal representative then took over and asked why her bail conditions have been changed. Maybe because she went to Spain.
It seems like a complex case.
It does.
So
I'd watch it on telly.
Yes, you would. Judge Judy would have a good go at her.
Do I have L on my forehead, miss?
Why were you firing objects out of your vehicle on the motorway? I got a new passport in 3 days online. Because I thought, the conspiracy theorist in my head thought, if you're out of passport details at the moment, they just won't give you a new one to stop you leaving the country.
No, well, this would not be a great time to get your passport ready for if you ever do need one.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
Hair to stay. So we're going to find out today what the story is. Haircuts and pints will get the thumbs down again today for at least another 6 weeks.
Do you know, after the song, I'm going to predict what's going to happen. Right?
Okay.
Don't even wait for Micheál Martin's little podium today. I'm going to tell you. It's F104. If I'm wrong, you get a little mug.
You can.
It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock on F104 with Street Fighter Days.
So later on today, Micheál Martin will come out, nostrils flaring.
Yeah.
And he will announce to the country.
He'll shuffle down the steps.
That, no, you can't stay up late to watch the toy show. Or something equivalent.
Now, I don't have details of whether he's going to go from 5 to 10 or anything like that, right?
Well, all I do know is that Neffet were, with their meeting yesterday, they were very... They're giving huge warnings that we shouldn't
just call me a knobby leak, right?
Knobby leaks. Here we go. Knobby's going to predict what's going to happen. Here comes.
Until we get to 75 to 80% of the population vaccinated, you can't open up.
Yeah.
Okay. Why, when we've been in this lockdown longer than the first two put together, and I know it's pain. Of course it is. What's the point in coming this far to now cause it again, in, like what happened in December? So there's no doubt they're going to say, we can't, we've come this far, but please. So they're going to do all that. The question that you need to then work out is, when will we get to that 75 to 80?
Well, there's supposed to be,
and that's going to be June.
Yeah, they're saying 1 million vaccinations next month, 1 million the next month after that, 1 million the next. So we're getting.
But they're
there,
saying, but they've said it for so long. Mm. So at the moment it's June, but that could get. You know what happens if there's, I don't know, a boat blocks the sewers again.
Yeah,
and it's July. So until that, I wouldn't be waiting on any sort of Christmas gift today because that ain't gonna come.
It's very frustrating, though, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, even the people who are sort of really into it, and. Everyone's getting fed up now.
Yeah, of course they are.
So they have to give us something.
They have to give you something. And they'll also buy a bit of time by going, next month, right? And you go, next month. And then you go, oh, yeah, that's only Thursday, grand. But then they go, like, from the third week in April. So they're nearly buying themselves a month. I bet you they'll do that. And they might let you do 10 or 10 kilometres, maybe. Meet someone from under a household outdoors.
Outdoors, yeah.
With masks on.
Well, not necessarily masks on, I think. This is what they're saying in the UK yesterday. The big news yesterday was that they said this in the UK now, so don't at me. They said that people who have been infected, it's very, very rare for them to get infected again.
Within 6 months or so, anyway.
No, they didn't say within 6 months. They just said it's very rare for them to get infected again.
Yeah.
So surely if you've had it, that could be a good sign that you won't get it again.
Could
be. I don't know. So don't quote me on that. That's what they were saying in the UK yesterday.
Could be. I do know some people that have had it, all right, but
They're saying it's 20 times less likely to get infected outdoors. You can get infected outdoors if you're up in somebody's face, you know?
I've listened to enough of the boers, so you don't have to. And they're basically all, no matter whether they're Irish or otherwise, by the way, these are people from outside of Ireland. They're talking about 75 to 80%. And for us as a country, that's not going to be before June. It's not. There was a woman on the news all over the weekend. She was 93. They hadn't even given her one yet. So it's like there's odd slip-ups here and there as well.
Well, I do know somebody who's getting their second jab today. Elderly person.
Well, best of luck to them.
So that's it's good that they're getting done first because they're the most vulnerable.
And then I heard yesterday that if there probably will be some sort of have you been vaccinated to go here, to go there, to go to this country. But then over time, they will say, oh, you're from Ireland. Well, you guys take it seriously. You're allowed in. You mightn't actually need to
so might be a benefit.
Show something. And then the final bit I heard that was interesting was they said Europe will be done by the second half of this year. As in like the, you know, before the end of the middle of the year. And the rest of the world won't be till the end of the year.
Yeah, well,
that gives you an idea of where you want to go on holidays if you could.
Yeah, well, the rest of the world's a big place.
So don't think you'll be flying to Australia anytime this year. But the idea of maybe going to Spain in August, September, isn't impossible.
Well, Australia have always been sort of very strict about their incomings and outgoings.
Oh, they
anyway.
Just don't want you in as much as, they're travelling, yeah.
They're in serious lockdown. They're not going to let people willy-nilly. All those days are over. Walking around Bondi in your county colours, forget about it.
Do you want a potato? So I reckon that's they're going to buy themselves time till like nearly the last week in April. Because once then there's an announcement, people will go, oh, well, we have that date to look forward to. So that'll be enough in some people's heads.
Yeah.
And then that's when it's going to be. If I get everything wrong, I'll give everyone the money that I'm going to win from tonight's Euro Millions.
Are you going to win the Euro Millions, are you?
125.
Don't worry, everybody. Nobby's going to win the Euro Millions. He'll pay.
I'll buy us all a vaccine. You can have a cuddle mug and a vaccine at the same time. And get on with your life. So, I think that's what's going to happen. Oh, and Ireland probably won't win. Oh, maybe we'll draw tonight, actually. That's my prediction.
So that just shows you what Nobby knows about predictions. Oh, we'll draw. Good one, Nobby.
You've more chance of all those things happening, but not as much as you winning Instagram this morning. That's here at 8:15, €1,000. Qualifying questions up in the stories right now. Back after the break.
In life,
a few days ago,
we hide the parts of ourselves we don't want.
Lil Nas X released this song.
Yeah,
we lock them away.
Some people in America are very upset about it because they're easily offended.
We banish them, but here.
But now he's in more trouble.
What's he done now?
Nike are suing him.
For
well,
what?
They're actually suing the people who made the runners. You hear me with a card. It's a mad looking video. There's all moving snakes in it. It's mad colours.
Very cool. They spent a few quid on that, didn't they?
So they have announced, well, they announced a while ago, you can't get these, they're all sold out, 666 they were doing, because the number of the devil, of these shoes that they say has a drop of human blood in them.
Oh, for God's sake.
They're $1,000 and they're called Satan shoes. And Nike are saying, this has nothing to do with us. You took our runner.
Oh, they adapted.
Yeah, modified.
That's
it.
A big thing. Modified runners are massive.
People now boycotting Nike, saying don't go near them, and they're saying, "Hang on, this has nothing to do with us. We did not. We were not involved. This is nothing official."
Nah, you don't have to be associated with the devil.
In a lawsuit filed, you don't really know.
No, that's, I'm pretty confident that that's not a good look.
Nike accuses MCCHF Product Studio of trademark infringement of the 666 pairs of modified sneakers made in collaboration with Lil Nas X. Pairs are gone since yesterday.
It's massive. Like, so many people doing it online, and they take bits of, not just Nikes, but they take bits of runners off, and they take this, they unstitch the thing, and then they spray it, and then they put the stitching back on. And like, they put so much effort into these adapted sneakers.
Now, interestingly, Lil Nas X has not been called out in the official paperwork. They haven't named him.
No, it's Lil Nas 11 that's been named.
But they have asked for them to permanently stop fulfilling orders for the unauthorized Satan shoes.
And like, when you say human blood, is it somebody who's alive? That's the creepiest part. Like, I don't mind messing with runners and doing a bit of colour in there, Lil Nas X. But what? Like,
well, I'd nearly hope if they're getting human blood, it would be from people alive, yeah.
Well,
no business interfering with anyone else.
No, I know, but so what? Somebody had a nosebleed and there's nosebleed bled all over. Like, it gives a drop of your blood there for these. Where do they have the drop? Where do you know the drop's in it?
Well, you see, they're just Nike Air Max. The ones, I mean, they're cool looking runners. Like, these would be the ones that'd be.
He like, looks like the devil in that thing. Look at that.
They'd be 200 quid.
What the hell's he doing there? What the hell's he doing there?
No wonder people are annoyed.
Yeah, that's no,
it's,
no.
It's not even annoyed, it's conservative people. Annoyed is the wrong word. Anyway, because the little red strip, the bubble at the bottom is all red, so that looks like, I mean, you wouldn't get that much red from a drop of blood, but that's, it kind of looks like that.
The so blood is a bubble blood.
It's bubble blood, so they're totally black, but then underneath the bottom, I would absolutely love a pair of these.
Really?
Yeah, they look deadly.
But are they not cursed by the devil?
Ah, is the devil real? You know, someone else burned down the Hellfire Club. I don't even believe it was anything to do with him.
Well, now but you're asking questions.
And the
fact
that they're unauthorised makes them even more cool.
Wow.
And now the fact that they're asking them to stop making them and they're all sold out, you're going to have fellas on eBay selling them, or maybe even girls.
This has never happened in the music industry before, where somebody pretends they're in league with the devil to try and get people talking about them. It's never happened before.
Kind of makes you want a pair, though.
Well, this just shows you how gullible you are, huh?
Whatever you do, don't tag him on anything. Don't.
Who?
Lil Nas, because he has bots to come after you.
Oh. You say, are they Nasbots? We have one of them here.
Nasbots.
We store stuff
that's
in it.
It's a Nasbox, Jim.
All right.
Like it, though. If you can find a pair, get them.
Where would I go about getting myself a league of bots to attack everyone, you know?
I don't know how you do that. Is there a league of bot farms? I don't know.
I'd love an army of bots.
An army of bots.
Yeah.
We've got an army of strawberries. That'll have to do.
Yeah. So we haven't brought you yet, have we? We haven't brought the apology from Little Nas.
Well, X. When you say apology.
Well, it's not really. It's like a Conor McGregor style apology.
I don't put him in that bracket.
Why not?
He hasn't given us Old Town Road.
Here's what he did.
It starts like an apology.
Okay, guys, I see everybody's been talking about this shoe, and I just want to come forward and say...
That's right.
That's right. Demi Lovato has appeared on the Joe Rogan show, and she's been talking about her sexuality, and she said that she is pansexual. She's announced that she's pansexual in an interview. She sat down with Joe Rogan to discuss everything from her battle with bulimia to her drug overdose, and her documentary, of course, covers all these things, which she explores in depth in that, and Dancing with the Devil. Discussing her romantic life, she told Joe that in her early years she felt super closeted off. So,
very open and honest chat, but it sounds of things,
yeah.
Covering everything.
So there's a thing trending yesterday, and it was that Zayn is married. It was trending on Twitter yesterday
to himself,
Zayn Malik, after Ingrid
Mikkelsen Malik
said on her live stream that Gigi Hadid and Zayn Malik are married. Then Ingrid Mikkelsen apologised, saying Zayn Malik and Gigi Hadid are married. I was wrong. He's not married.
That's Dua's which bloke's is sister.
Who?
So Dua's bloke's sister. So surely they would have been also at...
They would have been, yeah.
Where did they say they got married? I don't know if Dua's still in
Mexico.
She
said they were married, and then she said now they're not married.
Oh.
So how
that
do you
happened
get that
to
wrong?
Britney before as well.
Which is it, though?
Maybe he's trying to distract from the really bad reviews of the album by saying he got married.
Oh, one of the reviews of Zayn's, I just read it there. They said it was a watered-down blancmange of an R&B album. That's really not good.
That's offensive. It's offensive. Louis Theroux has reflected on the similarities between Joe Exotic and Jimmy Savile, and we were just saying yesterday, like, here's two people he spent a lot of time with, and he didn't spot the fact that they were both deeply odd. So,
oh, he spotted they were odd, all right. He didn't know to what extent they were odd.
Kept on filming.
Apart from anything else, there's aspects to this new program, this new film, that, you know, stylistically, grammatically, is somewhat similar to a program I did called Savile, in which I revisited the rushes, the material in the archive about Jimmy Savile having learned about his crimes in the interim, right? And here is a sort of somewhat similar exercise, with the difference that there's a lot more in the archive that we didn't use. You know, when I filmed in 2011, I knew that we were onto a kind of just a deeply weird and compelling story. And although it ended up being called America's Most Dangerous Pets and featuring an ensemble of different big cat and animal owners, there was a period when I thought, well, maybe we should make it all about Joe.
He's gone back to a few different things. He went to America's Most Hated Family. He did that documentary in the early noughties, and he went back again then 10 years later to see how they're all doing.
Well, if there's a change in their life and they've turned it around, particularly people with addiction and stuff that he's covered, that would be a great way of looking back at it. But someone said yesterday, is it Theroux or Theroux? Theroux? Theroux?
It's Theroux.
Theroux.
Louis Theroux. And the other fella, the actor fella, is Theroux, I think.
Oh, him, lad. Yeah.
Do you know that guy? Mm-hmm. I think, but it's definitely Louis Theroux is his name.
Not for us just yet, but Disney have announced the Muppet, I don't want to say the word again twice in the same show, Carol Live concert tour for the UK. But at the moment, they haven't mentioned Ireland.
That would be huge.
Maybe they're waiting to see.
That's massive. With
you could finally
so
meet
many
Fozzie Bear.
Wow.
You could, like, get a selfie with them. Your favourite thing to
imagine.
Do.
Imagine.
So that's what's been announced over there. And we covered it on the early dish there, but the Star Wars spin-off Obi has been confirmed, and it'll be out the start of next year. Ewan McGregor.
Yeah, so it starts 10 years after the third ones, you know, the prequels, which I thought were actually okay. A lot of people said they were terrible. They were pretty good. So there'll be the Sith will be involved in that, and then there's some other character that is massive in Star Wars. He's got a blue face. I can't remember his name. And Star Wars fanatics are mad into this character. I think that character is going to come in. It's going to tie all these Star Wars things. He's going to be worse than Darth Vader. He's like a really bad character.
Bad.
And he's Star Wars fans know who I'm talking about. I don't even know who I'm talking about, but he's got a blue face. That's all I know.
Rupert Friend from previously on Homeland.
I think Rupert Friend might play the blue face guy I'm talking about.
Oh, well, he's also going to be in it.
He looks
so
like him.
There's an awful lot of dish that are going on. Anyone know where you can get those runners? WhatsApp 087-679-7104.
Right, the conspiracy theory guys, they talk to each other, and they have all sorts of theories about what's happening in the world. Most of them, though, are a little bit unusual.
All right, brother. Yeah, here we are. The big farm that is planet Earth, where all the farmyard animals are all kept in their pens, wearing their face nappies, and going, meh, meh, at each other. Graver, isn't it?
I'm wearing my mask at the moment, as you can probably hear. My new favourite thing is to go up to people who are also wearing masks and say, where's your mask? And they say, I'm wearing it. And I go, meh.
I actually did an experiment on the street there the other day. I stood outside my local supermarket and I had a lint roller in my hand. And I started checking people going in the door with the lint roller. Rolled it in their face, rolled it on their back, rolled it on their front, got them to stand on one leg, and I got them to sing a little song, and then I let them into the supermarket. No questions asked. Blading sheeple. Bah. And did you see that big container on the Suarez Canal? Yeah, exactly what I was thinking. Those containers on that ship are full of vampires. That's right. Flesh-eating vampires. Why? It's all in the code. Suarez Canal. What did Suarez do? He bit people. What do vampires do? Case closed.
You know that big barge that was on the Suarez Canal, like you were saying there? We heard that your man, do you remember Rosie and Jim? Rosie and Jim. Rosie and Jim. Yeah, it was apparently the driver of that. And he forgot that he wasn't in a kids program and he was trying to turn around because he wanted to go toilet. What I heard was that, you know the way they say the cinemas are closed? Well, they're not. They're actually open and we're all in the film. So people are watching us in a film about what's going on, but we're in a screen and we can't get out.
Oh, yeah. I've been saying that all along, brother. You know me, we're in the Matrix. There's no doubt about it in my mind. A big simulation, the whole thing, you know. So look at your man, Matrix Mick. There's your proof right there. I mean, what universe could that fella live in if it wasn't made up? Matrix Mick.
Well, another fella who was your man Keanu Reeves. Do you remember the movie Speed, where he was driving a bus? If his bus went slower than a certain amount, somebody blew up the bus, right? Well, we heard Stephen Kenny has the same situation. If Ireland win a game, somebody's going to come and give him a proper haircut. And he's terrified of it.
FM 104's Instagram with coverinaclick.ie. Low-cost car insurance for young drivers. Call us quick. It's Cover in a Click. 10 questions, 60 seconds, 1,000 euro. FM 104's Instagram.
Anthony is in Kilbarrack. He's walking up the road to get the train to work. Is that the? Is that where the snapper was filmed, the train station in Kilbarrack?
It is, yeah.
Oh.
True story.
It's a historical train station. The
place is laced with history.
As he got off the train there, he was coming back from the army, wasn't it? And they were all cheering for him. He's walking down the road and they're all cheering.
Yeah, they might have. Well, I don't know the way they cut the scenes, but.
Yeah, they had banners out, welcome home and all that.
There's stairs and then there's a field, and I don't know if that was the actual road then used. Magical times. So, come here, in your own words, Anthony, you're brutal at this.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I'm not gonna beat around the bush.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you now that Nobby off air got 10 out of 10 today.
Right. Well, we'll try to get close to that.
I even asked him, "Did he think they were too easy?"
Oh, interesting.
So, they're definitely not impossible, anyway. So you know, we got 9 out of 10 yesterday.
Nobby gets offended when I think if he gets 10 out of 10.
Every time I get 10, he goes, "Are they too easy?"
Well, you flew through them.
Are they too easy?
Bang, 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 bang. Here we go. Best luck, Anthony.
In 3, 2, 1.
What object is in the logo for Spar?
Tree.
What's the name for the feeling that someone has that something has happened before?
Sorry, repeat that.
What's the name of the feeling that you have when you feel something has happened before?
Deja vu.
What colour is a clementine?
Orange.
In American currency, how many cents are there in a dime?
One.
True or false, Irish manager Stephen Kenny uses an Etch-a-Sketch to do his team talks?
False, it's probably true.
What chemical found in cigarettes is what smokers are addicted to?
Nicotine.
What item of clothing are nicknamed budgie smugglers?
Ball stranglers.
Well, what item of clothing?
Pants.
Jesus. Ah, Jesus. How does pop star Rihanna spell her name?
Oh, Jesus, spelling. R-I-H-A-N-N-A.
Correct!
What's the capital of Poland?
Warsaw.
And what Scottish actor is set to reprise his role even as Obi-Wan Kenobi in the new Star Wars TV show?
Not a clue.
Well, you didn't do too bad, Anthony.
I don't know if we can officially accept that as the answer to question 7, though.
Look at
men's swimming underwear.
Well, men's swimming pants. I'll give you pants because like that's. But your first answer, we have to accept. But
it's true though. It's true. You're right. You're right.
No, technically right.
So there's 10 cents in a dime.
Yeah, I didn't have a clue. To be fair, it was worth a try.
But it's only that, and Ewan McGregor is Obi-Wan Kenobi. Are the only two that really that you got.
So, yeah, not in the Star Wars, so that was a no-go straight away. Yeah.
But you said you're really bad at this. Clearly you're not.
Maybe the questions are a bit easy.
Well, you got 8 there. Well, you know, technically 7. But we'll say 8 today for the crack.
Just for the crack, yeah.
For the crack.
We'll go with it.
And you gave us a giggle.
You did.
Happy Tuesday.
I've never heard of that name that you said. I've heard of budgie smugglers. I haven't heard your version. I'll never think
of it. Kilbarrack version.
Yes,
the Kilbarrack version.
Yeah.
You have a few of them, all right.
All right, Anthony, you can have a strawberry lemon flat cuddle mug. Have a good day in work.
Cheers, boys. Thanks
for trying.
Bye bye.
See you later. F104's bye-bye. Instagram's back. Did you ball strangle or did you get 10?
Sonny says, "Let me play. I will win."
Now, it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Autobuy, sell your car the easy way. Instant cash for your car today. Visit autobuy.ie.
Godzilla vs. Kong promises to make its debut in the United States soon, and the movie looks like it will be worth the wait. People are saying this is going to be brilliant following its pandemic-centric delay.
What's Godzilla doing in Mayo?
What's he mean? Oh, yeah, he's in Mayo. MonsterVerse movie is set to go live tomorrow in the States. Rotten Tomatoes has clocked in a score for the movie, and the surprise,
you know,
the score is looking very good.
You know, in about 3 weeks you can go to cinemas in the UK.
Really?
Oh yeah, I said it. So here's what we know so far.
Godzilla's out there and he's hurting people and we don't know why.
There's something provoking him that we're not seeing here.
I'm of the same opinion.
The myths are real.
Yeah.
There was a war. And they're the last ones standing.
I keep reaching for greatness because I'm built from it.
Who bows to who?
Nobody gonna stop for me.
Kong,
here we go.
Kong bows to no one.
Here we go.
So, coming to Netflix very soon, right? I'm going to pitch you a movie. It's a mission. So, you're heading to Mars.
Okay.
There's an unintended stowaway, and they accidentally cause severe damage to the spaceship's life support machines.
Is Matt Damon in it again?
No. So, they're heading towards a possible fatal outcome, and they're forced to make an impossible decision. It's directed by Joe Penna. Anna Kendrick's in it, Daniel Day-Kim, Tony Collette's in it, and it comes into Netflix April 22nd. Here is a little teaser.
There's no easy way to say this. We only have enough oxygen board for 3 people.
Everyone on board will suffocate before we ever make it to Mars.
Hey, Ava, I gotta face the fact that I'm not gonna be there with you.
This research is years of our lives. Are we sure we want to throw it all away?
How much time do we have before it's too late?
20 days.
I think we should put ourselves at risk.
For their sanity, they need to try this.
This is hopeless.
That is it.
There's no way for all of us to survive.
Jeez, they're two big action movies back to back.
That's good, isn't it?
That's a lot of action.
April 22nd on Netflix. Sounds good.
Lil Nas X. Montero's the tune. But Nike are after him. Not quite him, but the people that they have accused of taking their shoes and altering them. They made 666 of them. No coincidence there with the number. On the side, it will say whatever number you have of the 666. And there is rumours that there's a drop of human blood in the sole of the shoe. Just Nike Air Max with a bit of red bubble at the end, but so they've first of all said it's nothing to do with us. These are unofficial sneakers, and they're called Satan shoes. They're all sold out since yesterday. There's literally only 666 of them. They're just modified Air Max 97s.
Items.
Air Max 97s, but they look very, very cool. There's a reference to Luke 10:18, Bible verse about Satan's fall from heaven, also on them. If you see a pair of these, they're probably dodgy knockoffs.
But yeah, even the knockoffs will be going for a few quid.
All the upbros are going to want them.
Ingrid Michaelson has apologised for saying that Zayn Malik and Gigi Hadid were married. She says, "I was wrong. He's not married." This is what she said.
So I talked about my new song, To Begin Again, featuring Zayn on my Patreon live stream, and I might have said he was married. I was wrong. He's not married. So all of you Zayn fans, I'm so sorry to have brought you on this roller coaster of emotions. I was mistaken. He's not married.
Why did she have to get in the fact that she has a Patreon account into that apology?
It's a free ad.
It's ridiculous.
She's got something wrong. So there's a girl called Lizzie. She went on Tinder. She wanted to meet a fella in these strange and worrying times. And she thought she'd go for a social distanced stroll.
Okay, yeah.
With this guy she hooked up with. So it's like, then she meets up and he has a cute boxer with him.
Sorry?
A cute boxer.
Oh, dog, right.
So she said this is the worst date ever.
Why?
So if you can top this, let us know.
Because he brought his dog?
No, so she meets him and they're going for a stroll along the River Mole, which is near the Thames, right?
Did they get an ice cream?
I didn't go into that. I doubt if it's the worst date ever. I like at least you'd
that's
have
where
some,
they went wrong.
Some good memories.
If you can't fall in love over ice cream, there's something wrong with you.
Ice cream is a good start. Yeah, good move there, Nobs.
I get one of those Neapolitans you were talking about.
Yeah,
although you might want to have it because it's a bit messy over your face. Don't know.
Well, anyway, so she's going for a date with him, and she's walking along with him, and this date said his dog had never seen water before.
Okay.
And the dog's kind of looking at the water going, what's that?
Did they drink water? No.
Well, no, like a large body of.
Right.
So they're walking along beside the river and the dog then just goes rah, and jumps into the river. And your man just stands there. He's just in a flap. He didn't know what to do. So she went down the bank of the river and she got chest deep in the water to rescue the dog, which is like drowning.
Why would she have to do that?
Because he was in a flap. He did nothing. Standing there like a lemon. Maybe he couldn't swim. I don't know. And she was left struggling to climb back up the bank, and he was just making useless suggestions. He wasn't even helping her out of the water. And after 5 minutes in the water, she got she made it out and rescued the dog. And all three of them began a massive, awkward 10-minute walk back to the car where they just said goodbye, and that was the end of it.
Well, could they not say, like, thanks so much, you saved his life, I didn't know what to do, I froze.
I presume he said thanks, but he, like, at this stage, she thought, right, this is not the guy for me. He got in a flap. He didn't say anything, and he didn't help me out of the water.
He chance to be a hero and save his pet in front of her.
Oh man!
She'd be
yeah.
like, oh my god, he was so brave. So I want to marry him forever.
She got home still mucky, still wet, and made a video on TikTok, which everyone's talking about today. Here she is.
Hello, team. I thought I would share my lovely date that I spent on. Yep. It is so wet, as you can see. I'm wet from about here down.
Just below her neck.
Yep.
She's covered in muck on her
went
t-shirt.
For a swim in the River Mole. Excuse my messy clothes. Not done my washing yet, but these are my shoes.
Oh, God, she's
and let's see what part of the River Mole I brought back on my date today. Oh, no more water in there.
She's emptying her boots.
As you can see. It was a lovely swim. oh, he said I didn't ruin my makeup. Well, luckily, I didn't like him. Otherwise, it would have been mortifying. His dog was cute, but his dog tried to swim. And he was just like, oh my God, what do I do? I was like, oh, dog. So I kind of like saved the dog and went for a swim. Soaking wet. Soaking wet. I hope you enjoyed my afternoon video. And what's your worst date that you've ever been on?
Wow.
There's plenty more dogs in the sea.
Nespresso.
That's
if
shocking.
If you beat that, let us know.
Oh, God. It sounds even more difficult to meet someone after watching that. What's her name again?
What a Muppet. Lizzie is her name.
Lizzie. She deserves a follow. It's F104.
It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104.
Did we know that anyone ever actually set up Hedge Sheeran? A landscaping company.
Well, like, if they didn't, they're missing a trick. Somebody must have.
I don't think he'd even be able to do you for it, to be honest with you. Like,
if you looked a bit like him,
oh.
And you were a landscaper, that would be
just
like,
get a scruffy looking wig and a big dirty hoodie on you.
Checkered shirt, yeah, off you go.
Probably wear that gear being a landscaper anyway.
Speaking of being out in the garden,
yeah,
Nobby,
yeah,
he's
yeah,
a little
yeah.
fella. He's only six, right?
How you doing, little fella?
Little fella, his name is Siddhak Singh Jamat, is known as Sid to his mates, okay. And he was all excited because. He got a fossil hunting kit at Christmas.
Right.
And he's home on his Easter holidays, just like all the kids are now.
Indiana Jones heading him.
If you're looking for an idea what to do, do what Sid did. And he got his kit out and he started looking around his garden for fossils.
Right. He found a dead fox or something.
No, he's digging up his... He's digging
buried tadpoles.
He was digging for worms. He finds something. And then he's joined a Facebook group.
That's what's he doing on Facebook? How old
it's
is
a
he?
Fossil Facebook group. He's only six.
A fossil Facebook group?
Yeah.
I guarantee you someone's still having a row though with each other. You know nothing about fossils.
So he put a picture, him and his mum and dad or whatever, put up a picture of the fossil that he found in his own back garden in Walsall. And they said, Sid. Sid, that fossil is 488 million years old.
Wow.
And it was in your back garden. I was just digging for worms, he says, and things like pottery and bricks. And I came across this rock, which looked a bit like a horn. And I thought, It could be a tooth or a claw or a horn, but it was actually a piece of coral that's called horn coral. And all the experts on Facebook said, that's like almost 500 million years old.
So where's it going now? Museums?
I think he's probably going to get it sent off to get analysed, and everyone's very excited about it. But
I wouldn't do that. What if it goes missing in the boat?
Imagine you're six and you actually find something 500 million years old in your back.
Most people would have chucked it in the black bin.
Exactly. I could have got chucked.
I hope he gets something for it now.
He's beside himself.
I mean, it'd be cool to find it anyway. Jesus.
So this is when England was part of Pangaea. So when all the countries were connected. Yeah?
Right.
And it was Pangaea.
So even back then, England were coming over, taking over countries.
Well, so Ireland was part of Wales. You know, I think the north of Ireland, we used to be connected to Wales. You see the way it kind of turns around?
Just slots in.
It slots in.
Like a jigsaw.
So that's how long ago we're talking. And this was in Sid's back garden.
Good man, Sid.
500 million years ago. Good man, Sid is right.
Oh, maybe you get like an Instagram live with David Attenborough or something as a prize.
Yeah, they say you can find fossils anywhere if you look carefully enough. But this is a huge, unique piece. And so kids, if you're listening, get out the back garden and start looking for stuff.
Hey kid, be like Sid. It's a nice little story in all these strange and weird
strange and weird times.
Fossils! It's F104. Seth Rogen. Beep, beep, beep. That's him reversing the truck.
Why, what's he done now?
He said Emma Watson did not storm off This Is the End and dismissed the idea that she was some way uncool or unprofessional. He starred in, co-wrote and co-directed the film, which also
was back in 2013 now.
It was. Yeah. James Franco and Jonah Hill playing fictionalised versions of themselves trying to survive the apocalypse. Mm. But he did an interview with GQ and then he addressed rumours that Watson walked off set after objecting to a scene in the movie involving cannibalism. Now, she's since retired from acting, hasn't she?
She has, yeah. Done.
Well, he wanted to clear things up.
This is my first ever comedy. This is my first ever... I mean, this is one of the reasons why, when I got the script, I was like, okay, this is not my normal type of thing, not really always my sense of humour, but, like, how could I miss out on the chance to work with some of the best, like, the most impressive lineup of the best comedians that there are, basically, in the world right now? How could I not want to go along for a week and just, like, see what I could learn and see what I could pick up and, you know, how can I say no, really? Well,
that's her at the time.
I was practicing a Seth Rogen impersonation because I was listening to
Emma Watson, he kind of talks down here. So Emma Watson think? Did not storm off the set. That's a shitty reception that she did. This scene was not wet.
Do you think she got here onto him and said, here, what are you saying?
Well, Hogwarts, the Hogwarts would be very different. The Seth Rogen movie where they're all having, they're messing. Anyway, it was an improvised scene. He said she didn't storm off. It was getting improvised and it changed drastically and she wasn't really into it. There wasn't what she agreed to do because they were improvising. So she just sort of stopped the scene. But she wasn't uncool or unprofessional in any way, he said. So he just wanted to clear that up, which is nice of him, you know, so many years later.
Other news this morning is that Saturday Night Live have done a version of Eminem's Without Me with Pete Davidson as the rapper. The second time they've done a video from him in the last month, I think.
Yeah,
we were talking about Lady Marmalade, which has a big birthday today. Without Me is also getting that big birthday treatment this year, believe it or not.
Yes, you, young man. Two silicon boys were talking outside, talking outside, talking outside.
Okay, and so what is your question?
Two silicon boys were talking outside, talking outside, talking outside.
Yeah, I heard you the first time.
Now what the hell's an NFT cryptocurrency? Everyone's making so much money. Can you please explain what's an NFT? I said, what the hell's an NFT? It's like real life Monopoly. Everyone is doing it like Gronkowski. Can you please help me make an NFT?
And Remy Malek has asked Rachel Bilson to take down a photo throwback that she put up, and she said, I was just a little bummed by the whole thing.
So she thing to ask.
Found a picture of them back in high school, and he got in touch and said, you wouldn't take that down, would you? I look very different.
So she did.
Alright then. Yeah.
But it was only true though at the time though.
I know, yeah. It's an unusual request.
It is strange.
Thanks for listening to FM World 4's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.